Tips for Skype. Sociability, social media for people with disability. What is Skype? Skype is a popular software application that allows you to make free audio and video calls and send instant messages over the internet to other Skype users. Why try Skype? The popularity of Skype is based on its ability to make free calls worldwide between Skype users, given that a reasonably fast and stable internet connection is present. Skype is especially beneficial when used across large distances where phone calls can be expensive. Skype can also be useful for people who are unable to easily travel and those communicating via sign language. Skype features. Contacts, search for people you wish to call or message and add them to your personal contacts list. Voice call, make a voice call to a contact, similar to using the telephone. Video call, making a video call to your contact. This allows you to see and hear each other. Instant message IM, this feature allows you to chat with your contact. Getting started. Point 1. Downloading and installing Skype. Go to the Skype website skype.com and follow the instructions to download Skype onto your particular computer or device. Point 2. Create an account, open the Skype program and select the Don't Have a Skype Name option, then follow the instructions. 3. Sign in, open the Skype program, enter your username and password in the boxes provided and then select the Sign In button. Point 4. Add contacts. Go to the Contacts menu and select Add Contact, then follow the instructions to search and add contacts. Once you've added contacts, you are ready to go. You can get in touch with your contact by selecting the person you want to chat with and then making a voice call, video call or sending them an instant message. Skype accessibility tips and tricks. People with disabilities who use Skype have provided some tips and tricks on how to overcome some of its accessibility issues. Screen reader mode WINDOWS. Extra support for screen readers can be turned on by going to the Tools menu, then going to Accessibility and selecting Screen Reader Mode. Keyboard shortcuts WINDOWS. Additional ALT keyboard shortcuts can be turned on by going to the Tools menu, then going to Accessibility and selecting Extended Keyboard Navigation. Skype for Mac. The Mac version of Skype works with built-in accessibility tools such as the Voice Over Screen Reader. Skype for iPhone, iPod Touch and iPad. The Skype app works with built-in accessibility tools such as the Voice Over Screen Reader. Other versions of Skype. There are many versions of Skype which vary in their accessibility. Visit the Skype help pages for more information. Further information. Additional Skype accessibility resources and step-by-step instructions can be found at the online media section of the Media Access Australia website, mediaaccess.org.au/online-media. Skype accessibility help for Windows, support.skype.com/en-gb/faq/fa3381/how-do-I-turn-on-keyboard-navigation or screen reader mode. Skype support, support.skype.com/en/contact-skype, support.skype.com/en/faq/fa1170/how-can-I-contact-skype customer service. Download Skype, skype.com/intl/en-us/gt-skype/user-guides, skype.com/intl/en-us/support/user-guides/. For more information about accessing social media, visit the Media Access Australia website mediaaccess.org.au or follow at Media Access Aus on Twitter. At 1. This resource is provided by Media Access Australia with funding received from the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network ACCAN. At 1.